You're listening to the audio production of A Lady at Willow Grove Hall by Sarah E. Ladd, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Carmel O'Donovan.
Chapter 1. Blacksmith's Cottage at Arradell Park, Detham, England, 1814. Is it always a sin to tell a lie? 16-year-old Cecily Fair rolled over to glance at Leah, who slumbered in the narrow bed they shared. A worn wool blanket was tucked tightly under her sister's chin, and her long auburn braid lay limply against the pillow. For weeks she had kept a secret from her sister, her dearest friend, her closest confidant. Cecily swallowed the emotion that welled within her. Each little lie that she had told haunted her. But had there been any alternative? Secrecy was imperative. Cecily relaxed her head against her own pillow and stared at the rough wooden beams running the length of their bedchamber, and struggled to make out their uneven shape in the night's shifting darkness. Outside their room's only window, unremitting rain battered her family's modest cottage, clattering against the thatched roof and disturbing the shutters. Normally, she did not mind a rainy night. The weather changed without warning on the moors. She had grown accustomed to the peculiar groans and whispering creaks conjured by harsh winds. But tonight, the uneven cadence made it difficult for her to hear the single sound that mattered above all. The chime of her father's clock. How clearly her mind's eye could recall the timepiece's ivory face, golden hands, and intricate carvings of vines and leaves. It was by far the most elegant piece in their home. It sat in the parlour, just one floor below, marking each passing hour.